Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Happy fucking new year, you guys. Welcome 2020, a brand new decade, a brand new year, brand new energy, and hopefully a brand new you and a brand new way of thinking. That's a lot of brand new shit in one fucking sentence. But you guys, I am so happy to be back on the mic talking to you guys. It has been a very good 2019, and I am so fucking excited for 2020. I've got so much shit I want to go over with you guys. I want to talk about what's been going on in between the times that I have not been recording, and I gotta say, it's been a lot of great stuff. We are picking up where we left off in January of 2019 when it comes to all aboard the positivity train, because we rode that positivity train all through 2019. We rode it for a long, extended period of time. We got off that fucker to stretch our feet out, to see where we're at, take in everything that we learned and saw during the ride.
Mm-hmm.
And the tail end of the positivity train for 2019 really, really took us to different territory, different sites, different experiences, and just opportunity.
This year's overall has been great, I think.
It's been a fucking fabulous year. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it. So I want to start off, I did not post this yet because I wanted to save it for the show because it's such a huge thing for me. And I was so fucking honored, grateful, and or blessed to be on this show. You are a huge fan of this person. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of this person. I'm a fan of the entire sport this person is in. So I'm just going to jump in.
Do it.
UFC, MMA, John Fitch.
Yeah.
I was on his podcast at the middle of December.
Mm-hmm.
And you had been reaching out to a UFC fighter MMA with the intention of getting Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And we got something pretty close, which is John Fitch.
Uh-huh.
You were excited as fuck to have me on the show. You knew that I was going to be a little hesitant because it is a man's show that I'm going to be on. And the last couple of shows that I did with men were, as much as I love dick, as much as I love a man, I'm not intimidated. It's a different type of energy to me.
They're a different audience. There can be brutal at times.
They can. And I was a little bit worried because it was going to be a live show. Well, it is a live show.
Uh-huh.
And live comments streaming as I'm on that show. So I was like, fuck. All right. I'm going to do what I can do here. I talked to my guides. I was like, I'm just going to leave it in your hands. Direct me. Do what you need me to do here. I don't want to be made an ass out of. And I don't want to repeat what happened the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So guide and navigate me. And I'll be aware of what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Got on his show. Well, before that, he interviewed me for like 10 minutes on the phone just to make sure there was a connection and to make sure that I was going to be ideal for his show. Those were his exact words.
Uh-huh.
Spoke to him for 10 minutes, had you go out of the room because I didn't want you to make me nervous and fuck up in front of him, which I didn't, and had him laughing on the phone. And he asked me, you know, well, what's your mission?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what, to be perfectly honest with you, I know that you said you're a skeptic. I'm a skeptic as well. And he's like, how does that work? And I was like, I'm skeptical when it comes to people calling themselves a psychic medium. Because 9 out of 10 times, it's bullshit. And what ends up happening is these people get dependent on psychics or people that are intuitive forever. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
they continuously reach out to people for that insight here. And these people are leading them down a path of destruction, lies, and deceit for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because they know they can take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So my thing to John was like, I'm going to come out on your show and I want to spread my message of, I don't give a fuck. If you got the vision from me, you got a vision from a psychic, another medium, therapist, whatever the case may be, the only person that's going to make shit come into fruition in your life is you. Nobody else. It is you and only you. And my other statement is, I don't want to hear people talking about help your brother or your neighbor out. Fuck all that. Help yourself first. Because you are not going to be of any use to anybody else if you're not of any use to yourself. And he was like, that's what I talk about all the time. And I was like, well, this is going to be a great fucking show. We connected. I did the show 2 days later. I ended up recording that at Allie's house, Allie Levine. Now I can talk about it because the cat's out of the bag. Allie is pregnant with her second child, a daughter, another daughter. Congratulations, Allie. I'm a big friend of Allie. I love Allie. So I was like, whenever you need to go to the doctor's appointments, just let me know. I'll come over and watch Amelia because I know how important it is to you. Well, that day that I had to we had to watch her was the day that I did John's show.
Uh-huh.
And she has a wardrobe room that she's converting into a studio. So I did the interview in there, and it's still under construction. So the closet door is is open and there's a bunch of different dresses on there. So the first thing that I get as I'm on John's show is, why is there, well, first of all, everyone can tell that I'm gay, obviously.
Are you sure?
Positive. And they're like, why are there sparkly dresses in his closet? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And as John's talking to me, I'm reading these comments and I'm trying not to die. But at the same time, I want to banter back and forth with the audience because I want them to see that I can take it, that I'm funny like that, mm-hmm. you know? So I was like, you guys, this is not my house. I'm at my friend Allie's house, who's a celebrity stylist, and those are the dresses that you're seeing in her closet. And they're like, yeah, right, yeah, right. So my thing to them was, shut the fuck up before I put them on and model them for you. They died. I wanted to keep it funny. I wanted to keep it moving. It was just a great fucking experience. It reminded me to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
That you're going to make a mess out of things if you're going into it with that mentality of, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And not realizing, here's my message for this show. To trust your fucking self. When all else fails, self-control. And I have to, and I've been reminding my clients of this too, as I'm reminding myself. I have never let myself down. Whenever something's come my way unexpectedly, I've always managed to take care of it, no matter what. And I got to start trusting in myself when it comes to that, and remembering who the fuck I am. And I'm going to get to all these opportunities that came into play at the end of 2019 that reminded me of my worth. Again, not pride, not ego, no type of fucking, oh, I think I'm the shit type of thing, or the end all be all psychic. I'm just starting to feel myself, and I'm starting to feel more confident. And it's not so much not giving a fuck, but deliver it and get the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Let them do what they're going to do with it. Live and let live. I know that sounds hokey. You're giving me that look here, but I've been steady fucking really, really going within and really looking at the lessons for what they are. And I'm going to get to all this when it comes to my readings and stuff and the lessons that I've learned for 2019 that are going to propel into 2020 and make it a better fucking year. But never lose sight of who you are and what you can do. And this podcast that I did with John Fitch was just one of the opportunities to where you've got this. Let go. Have a good time. Yes, you are a psychic medium, but you're also a great person with a great personality and a great sense of humor. If there's one thing that I like to do, is to make fucking people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great episode. And I just want to say this to John Fitch out there. Thank you so much for the wonderful opportunity. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be on your show, to banter back and forth with you, and to tell you a little bit about myself, my journey, and what I bring to the table. Because you truly confirmed in his own way, this opportunity's own way, that there's nothing we can't accomplish. That sounds gay and hokey, but it's the fucking truth. You got to get out of your fucking head with these fears and insecurities. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be better equipped now that I did this show here. Now I'm definitely going to get into more male shows. I definitely want to go bigger and better. Obviously, Joe Rogan
mm-hmm.
doing that show. That's going to be interesting because he's such a shit talker. I want to do Joey Coco Diaz. I want to be on his show. He's a fucking huge shit talker. But at the same time, so am I.
That's why I want you on their shows. It's going to be like so hilarious and so insightful. Like, I can't wait to put you on those platforms, you know?
And let's tie in some lessons here. Let's talk about more about the opportunities, but the lessons here that come into play. So back to the positivity train really fast and riding it into 2020 with some great stuff, ending 2019, all these articles that were written. We did Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fucking insane because I've been reading Cosmo ever since I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know how much I love it. And to be featured in it was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was fucking, just a great fucking feeling. They didn't tell me when they were going to drop that issue. And lo and behold, we already had it. Since I already have a subscription to it, I read it or had it. I don't think I read that issue because I would have noticed it.
I didn't see it come in.
But I'd given it to your sister because she gets all the old Cosmos because uh-huh. she loves reading Cosmo too. And I called her up and I was like, oh my God, did you get the issue? Do you still have the issue of Cosmo that I gave you with Normani on it?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, fuck, I just threw that out the day before yesterday. I was cleaning up the apartment. I was like, fuck, okay, never mind. She saw why. And I was like, because I'm featured in that issue.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, dude, I'm going to go to the store and go get it. She was all over it. And I was like, no, that's okay. That's okay. The only reason why I knew is because somebody, a friend of mine on Instagram posted
mm-hmm.
that article.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Morgan.
Uh-huh.
She posted it. She's like, oh my God, congratulations. I was like, holy shit. Went and got that issue. It was, again, insane to see my name in Cosmo with my predictions. And let me just tell you something, you guys. For those of you, because I did predictions on every single couple that was on that issue mm-hmm. or that was in that issue, but they only used a couple of my predictions
yeah.
because there was two other intuitives. One was an astrologer. Another one was a psychic, I think, or a medium.
Yeah, there are a few other.
Yeah, there's a couple more that were featured in that article as well, too. So they had their own little pieces they were doing as well, too. But for those of you that want to read my full predictions for all, I think it's like 10 celebrities, celebrity couples, yeah. Hit me up and let me know, and I'll post that either on Instagram or tell you on a show. But there's a lot more to it. And the woman was like, because the article was based on relationships that are going to end in 2020.
Mm.
And it's not as easy as that. There's a lot more stuff that's going on in between that that's going to make it a brutal relationship for 2020, but I don't see an ending for some of those relationships till another couple years.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them have contracts to fulfill.
Oh.
And some of them are just trying to use the relationship as a beard for their own.
As a beard? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to let me know that you want to read the rest of the article because I have all that information. But yeah, doing that, and then also Architectural Digest.
Forbes.
Architectural Digest posted the article on Yahoo Life.
Oh, wow.
Allie hit me up yesterday and was like, oh my God, they featured it on Yahoo Life as well. So we have Architectural Digest, Clever, Yahoo Lifestyle, that article with Elise that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
God, what else is, we have a couple others.
I just remember like 2019, like a lot of the stuff that we wanted to do happened.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm super grateful and I can't wait till more of our dreams happen, you know?
Exactly. So again, focusing on being real with yourself, focusing on you, kind of mentoring and guiding yourself, focusing all your energy inward. Again, not being so self-absorbed that you are shitty to other people, but a lot more of us need to do more of going into our own ovens and baking and not coming out till they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
The world is going to continue to keep spinning if those relationships that you have formed with people are true, real, and honest. Those motherfuckers will be there afterward. And there have been people, again, I don't make excuses for what I do. Either you accept it or you don't. That's on you. I'm not one to tell people, make an elaborate speech like on social media, oh, I'm taking off a couple of days for mental health rest or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then you see them 2 hours later posting shit on social media. If I'm taking a fucking rest, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not going to make a big fucking announcement of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to you, you don't need to make an announcement. Just tell them, I'm taking some downtime.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all the excuse you need to give if you're going to give one. And do some self-realization. Get real with yourself. Get to the bottom of yourself. There's so many people that have reached out towards the end of 2019 for readings.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that I am booked fucking beyond belief when it comes to my sessions. Also, I offer follow-ups, which I'm going to be a little hesitant on you guys on doing follow-ups because I end up opening my mouth and offering follow-up readings, which those are free, anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, and get so backed up with my everyday readings that I'm not having the opportunity to follow up. But I'm going to try to fix that and get a better handle on that stuff. But again, like I said, I am just super duper busy. But the end of 2019 brought a lot of clients coming in that I mentioned on last week's episode that are extremely motherfucking successful in their everyday lives, that have the material world on fucking lock, but are lacking when it comes to themselves. What else are you going to do now that you've achieved the material success, or you've gotten yourself to a spot in that success to where you can kind of rest and look down for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
What's next? You. And that's where people are losing sight of their own shit is, fuck, I'm all caught up with my work. I don't have anything else going on here. What shall I do?
Mm-hmm.
How about you? How about taking some downtime and just checking in with yourself? No one's telling you to be emotional or go in the room and meditate, but take some time to figure out what 2019 did for you. What were the lessons? We're going to get into people hitting me up and asking me, Chris, how do I know if it's a sign or a confirmation?
Mm-hmm.
You came into play on Christmas, which I'll open that bag of worms in a second. But it's true. What else do you have left after you've achieved all that? It's going to force you to bring you back to you. It always does. Your path will be littered with opportunity, but it's also going to bring you back to you. What good is it do you to be extremely successful but suffering on the inside? That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
To me, again, here's where I'm going to bring in my directness, and I'm also going to talk one more time about therapists, psychologists, and psychiatrists and things like that. My way is very, very direct. I've mentioned this over and over again. I do not have the luxury to ponder what my next step is when they tell me you've got to move.
Mm-hmm.
I just do whatever they ask me to do. Again, because I know I'm so aware. And again, people are going to be like, well, it took you some time to get to that point. You're right. But I got to that point none the fucking less because I did the work.
Mm-hmm.
I am so aware and know that this has been a big lesson that I am fully in control of my own life and what happens to me. I need to realize, and you strong-minded people out there that have proven with your material success, that's just a quick example here, you can fucking handle anything. You're not allowing yourself the opportunity to go through that because you are afraid that it's going to hurt you. What about those business deals that you did to where you had to negotiate and were on the fence waiting for that fucker to give you a decision? You sat through that.
Mm-hmm.
You went through that. You waited for the answer to come in for that opportunity. Why don't you look at your life that way? Why don't you invest that much time and effort into your own life and realize that even if the devil came in here tiptoeing or skipping along here to throw a wrench in your works, that you alone would be able to handle that because you've handled bunk opportunities or maybe shitty employees or whatever the case may be in your everyday life to come in and cause strife there, but you took care of it. Have that same mentality when it comes to your life. You're not giving yourself the opportunity. It's too much work. Well, it was a lot of work to get you to where you were at with your job and your career, or maybe your schooling. But you put the time and effort in, and you did that. Take some pride in yourself and put that much time and effort into you. It's not that fucking hard. And the benefits and the joys of being able to self-heal or to be your own support system, there's nothing fucking like it, because at the end of the day, it opens you up for, here's where it comes into play, where other people are talking about, help your brother, help your neighbor, whatever, to help other people with the experiences that you went through. But in order for you to do that, you have to reach that place, and nobody's doing it. Nobody wants to take the time. It's forcing them to be truthful about themselves, and the truth scares the shit out of people because it reminds them of their worth. And if your worth is low and they're showing you that, what are you going to do to build that worth up? You're going to have to eventually. And if you're looking for the next lifetime to come into play that you'll worry about in the next lifetime, that's on you too.
Good luck.
Good luck with it. It's going to be fucking harder. Which leads me into our conversation that we had on Christmas. And that was the day of the eclipse. And it wasn't brutal. It was just, I've noticed as, this is a little bit of astrology, as Pluto is crossing my ascendant, I've gone to every astrologer that I trust and know to discuss this with me. And it's a breaking of oneself. It's transforming that person into a new person. It's definitely the caterpillar turning into a butterfly type of mentality when Pluto crosses over the ascendant. And I've been doing a lot of thinking and getting to the truth and getting to the bottom of things. This has to do with myself and other people. And when it comes to people reaching out and wanting to know about, you know, psychic visions or guidance or insight here, and Chris, how do I get to a point to where I can trust myself? Well, you got to remember that you got to allow yourself the opportunity to trust yourself and to get into your zone and to figure out who you are without turning away and looking back here. And you also have to be aware of what's going on, because there have been times, this is Christmas with you and I, to where you've had conversations with people and you don't, you're going to think I'm giving you shit. And you guys, I'm not giving him shit. This is a perfect example. And this is the only example I can use right here because it's personal to me, is that in order to see those signs, you got to be paying attention to what's going on in the conversations that you're having with people. Because I will tell people, watch for confirmations and or signs with conversations that you have with your friends, your family members, your coworkers, whatever the case may be. Repetition is key. Your guides will constantly be repeating things to get your fucking attention, but it's not going to be of any use if you're not paying attention. And somebody like you that considers themselves an introvert, because you are, you can be social, but you're social to people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
And my biggest beef with you, even when we were working in Oregon, was you telling me, I don't know why you waste your fucking time on those people. And that sounds shitty, you guys. Jay's not coming from a place of pride and ego. He's already made the connection that, God, I'm gonna, that their mindset is just below the equator. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That, yes, Chris, you may reach a couple of these people, but in all actuality, they're going to be stuck being who they are.
Mm-hmm.
True. That very well may be true. But if I don't have a conversation with them, or I don't speak up, or I don't, again, I'm always looking for signs or confirmation. And I've always said that even the idiot will come to you with a message here,
mm-hmm,
and not realize it. It's going to take you to realize it. And that's why I'm a very active part of every conversation that I have with people, because I'm always looking. And not every conversation is going to lead to enlightenment,
mm-hmm,
but it's worth listening to. And again, with you and your mindset, you can be very dismissive, or people like you that are not really active in conversations look for key big words in that conversation, to where when you have to respond, you'll take the key words that they use and bring you back to the conversation. When in all actuality, during that conversation, you're thinking either, what can I eat after I'm done talking to this idiot? Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to fucking get home, and fuck, it stinks in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, so over the weekend, there was signs that were coming in here for you that I was like, it was just right in front of you. That was your time to speak. That was your time to set the example.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, well, I didn't hear, because you're not paying attention. And for those people that want those signs and confirmations here, how much of you is willing to pay attention to that kind of stuff?
Yeah, it's hard. Like, sometimes, like with you, you know, I see you talking and I hear you talking, but nothing but Snoopy sounds come out, you know?
Exactly.
So, like, it's hard to grasp that sometimes,
because you truly do not want to. Your mindset has already been made up. And when your guides, angels, and messengers, again, reading you, I'm not going to give away your life path on the show here or talk about you on a personal thing like that, but you're living with a psychic and you're getting this constant insight here. And this is stuff for you that what I'm telling you is not anything that you don't already know about yourself, mm-hmm. but that you are going to have to work on in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evident to me because the situations keep coming up here. But for somebody as stupid as you are, that's ignorant to listening to people, that was a shot. I'm going to be truthful. What the fuck do you expect? And if your thing is out there, people, they're going to be however they're going to be. That very well may be true, but keep your goddamn mouth shut and don't bitch about how stupid they are if you're not going to tell them anything. I don't care how stupid a person is or what their educational level or their spiritual level is. If you're going to come and you're going to talk some nonsense to me in my own Chris way, I'm going to tell you that you're fucking nonsense. It's not to be a bitch and it's not to flex. But the fucking buck stops here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to fill your head up with shit because it's easy to pacify you that way. No. And your guides, your angels, your messengers, as he's rolling his eyes, have been saying that to you for the past couple of months. And push is going to come to shove. And again, he's going to fucking murder me, you guys, right this second. And when and or if Christina Shulman comes into your life, she's going to want to have conversations and communicate with you. And you're going to have to tell her the truth on why she did not marry any one of those bachelors. You're going to have to be truthful.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing wrong about being truthful.
Ugh.
It's just who you choose to be truthful with.
If a person's coming to you
mm-hmm.
with lies, one could say, well, I know they're a liar. I'm not going to let it get to me. My thing is, again, in a productive way, I'm not telling you to go be boss bitch or to, again, for the most part, I will ignore the comments of those types of people and kind of just keep it going here.
Mm-hmm.
But if they ask me or they bring it to me, I'm sorry. This is not pride and ego, but you're not going to bring your stupidity into a conversation that I'm having with other people and expect to be stupid in the conversation. It ain't fucking happening. I would appreciate if somebody came to me and told me the truth on something that I did or how I made them feel. Mm-hmm. Allow me the opportunity to either defend myself or speak up as to why.
Mm-hmm.
The minute that it infiltrates your space, your area, your life, that's when you speak up on it. And if your mentality is to be, again, like you, passive and be like, there's nothing I can do, my thing to you is I never want to hear you bitch about that person ever in your life again.
I never bitch.
Oh, please.
I never, bitch.
Oh, please. You guys, I can sit here. I can give you examples, but like I said, this isn't a throw Jay under the bus type of episode. As much as I would love to, I'm not going to do it. But yeah, that has been my readings over the last couple of weeks here. And I've been heavy getting into more astrology stuff when it comes to myself here. So I've been reaching out to Sarah, been reaching out to my friend Lynn, that I've been really, really trying to work on myself, work on what's blocking me and what the real issue is when it comes to me and my irritation. And my irritation is people that are shit-talking for change and not doing anything about it. But again, my thing is I can't, again, live and let live. But the minute you bring it to me, just like with the readings, we're gonna go into this again, I'm only going to be able to read you maybe two or three times when it comes to that situation, because I know you're changing a lifetime of thinking a certain way, and it's difficult. But if you are going to keep coming to me with the same issue and I keep telling you what you need to be doing here and you're not finding out a process that works for you, chances are I'm not going to be able to find that process for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like to see people do for 2020 is really, really break down the walls, break down the facade, break down the defense mechanism that they've wrapped themselves in, and get to the core of who they are. Be truthful with yourself here. Nobody's going to sit there and watch you go through your process here or nitpick it unless you allow them to. It doesn't have to be, like I said, it doesn't have to be an elaborate fucking message to your friends, family when it comes to doing you. But at what point are you going to take ownership of your life and correct the things that need to be corrected in order for you to be authentically and truthfully happy? Because what you're doing, again, you're making up excuses as to why you can't allow yourself the opportunity. And that's just what they are, excuses. I don't want to hear about your past and all this other fucking bullshit. Worry about what the fuck is going on now. You can't change your past lives. You can't. You can only change what you can only handle what's going on with you right now and to secure a better future for yourself with being in the present time. So all this bullshit of I'm healing lifetimes of pain, there you go, making excuses again as to why you're not being able to take care of what's going on with you right now. You're focusing too much on the past and all the stuff that's happened to you before and not getting, and again, that stuff that's happened to you before, what is that doing for you right now? It's holding you back. Let it go. And people can say, well, you don't know what I've been through in order to let go. Motherfucker, you don't know what I've been through. And I've been through so fucking much. The fact that I'm sitting here and talking to you about this, this says a lot about who I am. And it could say a lot about for who you are as well, too. Stop fucking making excuses. And stop looking to people to change your life. And also, you fake fucking healers out there, one last thing and I'm done here. Stop posting inspirational messages when your goddamn life reflects a fucking broom in a dustpan. That's all you look like here is you keep sweeping up your own shit and eating it. Like, again, you do realize that that is just an image that you are creating. Knock all that shit down and we take a real good look because you assholes are putting pictures of yourselves up there and what you're doing in your personal time here. It doesn't reflect the fucking messages. Wake up. That's what I have to say on today's episode. But yeah, that's the moral of the story. Waking people's fucking minds up here, taking ownership. And people are going to be like, that's what your message is all the time. Exactly. And I'm going to keep preaching it until people open up their fucking eyes. You want a futuristic reading? Ain't nothing going to happen until you fix what's going on with you right now. There's your future.
That's, wow.
That's it. So on to bigger and better things here. That is the lesson for 2020, right?
It's a lesson all the time.
Exactly. With that being said, you want to evolve yourself a little more? You want to really, really hear what needs to be done here or get the insight that you need? I'm going to plug it. You guys should sign up for our Mexico retreat, Transformation 2020 in Mexico. I am telling you guys right now, and I will keep saying this until the fucking cows come home, my life changed so fucking much since last September. Realizations are just nuts. If you do not believe me, you can look at my phone and see how many times Sarah and I have had a conversation on a weekly basis and how long those conversations are when it comes to transformation, when it comes to self-reflection here, when it comes to going within and all these things that come into play here. This is a work in progress for her and it's also for me as well too, but the realizations are fucking amazing. If you think that the past has jaded you to the point of not being able to go forward or you're doomed or this is just how you've come to accept this is just how your life is, let me knock that shit out of your fucking head. Let me open and expand your mind to the point to get you to see the possibilities that are out there for you. It does not have to be this way. Your way of thinking is just what it is. It's just your way of thinking and it's a defense mechanism to make you feel better, to cushion the blow to when you don't be, so when you're not achieving what you needed to achieve or what you set out to do, you can always turn back and say, well, I told you guys this wasn't going to happen. That's a fucking defense mechanism. There's nothing worse than self-pity and enough is enough when it comes to it. Hit me or Sarah up, visit schoolofsparkles.com and sign up for one of the most life-changing events that you're going to see in 2020 here. We are not fucking around. I have mentioned this to you guys before. When it comes to these types of events, I do not get myself involved in bullshit type of events anymore. I will not partner up with people that I know are full of fucking shit. Second time doing this event, going out of my comfort zone and going to goddamn Mexico to do it is huge for me. This says a lot about my belief system when it comes to this event that we're putting on here. where, again, you're having, nobody's doing it, you're having everything that you need under one umbrella, not to mention a beautiful fucking view,
mm-hmm.
and the opportunity to see truth for what it is.
I can't wait.
So, again, if you're stuck, you're looking for a way out, visit schoolofsparkles.com, sign up for this next retreat in Mexico, January 25th through, I think it's the 20th, I'm not sure, I might have gotten the dates fucked up, but the end of January in Mexico, Jalapa, water taxiing to that fucking island for a weekend of transformation, spiritual uplifting, unblocking, and getting to the core of what really matters, you.
That's beautiful.
You're looking at me like I'm so fucking gay for saying that.
No, I'm just excited to see you in Mexico, in shorts, going on the water taxi and just interacting with everyone there.
It was hot as fuck in Joshua Tree. I didn't wear shorts. Nobody will ever catch me in shorts, not even in the water. If I do any swimming, it'll be the day before the event and the day after when we're by ourselves with Sarah.
To watch everyone see you hiking and just being outdoorsy,
Sarah,
you know?
Sarah knows better than that shit. But yeah, you guys... sign up, schoolsparkles.com, Transformation 2020. I believe there's only, I don't remember, I think there's only a handful of tickets left.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking thing is selling out quick. I want to jump into ritualistic magic really fast. I've mentioned this on episodes before that I was involved in that. I know how to do it. I come from a long list of ritualistic people on my dad's side of the family. Mm-hmm. We just had that conversation yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with that energy and how it works. And there are a lot of people out there that claim to be ritualistic and be able to put spells, hexes, or whatever the fuck on people. I find that not so much. And a lot of it is just power of the mind. And this is the power of the mind of the victim. The power of the mind of the person putting the hex or the spell on somebody is already fucked up. We already know where they stand here. That's a negative intention or a negative way of thinking being directed at somebody else here. That's all it is negative, is a negative way of thinking. I've yet to see, and that's not to say that I haven't seen people put spells that worked on people, because I've seen it. I've told you about this, remember?
Yeah.
But a good majority of them are full of shit here, and it's always the person, the victim, that's victimizing themselves by putting themselves in that mentality of, they're putting a hex on me, they're putting a spell on me, and it drives that person crazy. It makes them fucked up because they're constantly looking at, what's going to happen to me negatively today? Well, you know, or this must be that hex that they put on me here. No, this is to get you to realize that person is full of shit. Because let's break it down. If that person had the ability to cast a spell on somebody, to put a hex, to take away, why aren't they bettering their lives? Why are they living with somebody or in a relationship to be taken care of and not have anything of their own, but have this remarkable ability to put spells on people? These people are full of fucking shit, you guys. Do not get caught up in the bullshit idea of witchcraft and people putting hexes on you. Because again, stop, take a step back, look at their life versus your life here. You'll start to see that their life, even though it may not seem that way at first, their life is 100 times more fucked up than yours. They're grasping at straws, and the only way that they can convince people of their worth is by manipulating them into that way of thinking. You want my advice? Have them conjure up a better life for themselves. Until that day fucking happens, don't put any stock into what the fuck they're saying here, because it's doing what it's supposed to be doing, and that's breaking down your confidence here. But it's you that's allowing them to do that. It's your way of thinking that's getting you there. So that's my stance on ritualistic stuff. Somebody wrote in and was talking about that, and I just felt the need to address it. What mm-hmm. do you think about that?
Well, yeah, it's the power of your mind, you know, and allowing someone to bring you down to their level.
Mm-hmm. So let's turn the tables here and talk about what to expect in 2020 when it comes to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I get asked this question all the time. What do you hope to happen here? And I hate to use the word hope here, but what I plan or what I'm bringing into 2020 here is realization, more eye-opening conversations, more of directing the conversation and or message back to you.
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that people understand that they are their own source of power. They do not need anybody else to power them up. Yes, we can have a great support system. Yes, we can look for words of wisdom and encouragement, but make no mistake, those words and encouragement are going to lead you or should lead you to doing the work on yourself. That's what I want to do. So I want to do a lot more. I definitely want to kill the television game.
Mm-hmm.
I want television work. I want to be able to reach a larger platform. I've got a couple of collaborations that are coming into play at the top of the year. One of them I'm fucking super duper excited for. This is somebody that's God, I've been writing with for a very long time that I've known of here. They're an LA stable. It's just going to be an amazing fucking time. And this person reached back out to me and was like, let's fucking do this. And I'm all for it. So I got that to look forward to. But again, putting the message out there, I want to do more self-healing. I want to start, again, I know it's going to sound tacky and maybe just a little bit too hokey or woo-woo, but I want to start a revolution. Mm-hmm. I want people to reclaim their power and to stop fucking taking the words of others as Bible.
Yeah.
If you don't fucking like it, or it is causing you pain, or you are tired of being taken advantage of, the only person that's going to change that is you. And that's what I want people to understand. So when it comes to getting more hardcore with my readings and putting myself out there and telling people this stuff, even some of my celebrity clients,
mm-hmm.
where I was like, I'm done. And people are like, how can you do that? Aren't you worried that it's going to take away? No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried, because I don't want to kiss their ass because of who they are. That's why they're so fucked up, is because they're used to having their ass kissed. We're not doing that. And I want people to be like, yeah, he may be brutal, but listen to what he's saying here. Because my best, what I have at heart here, or what comes to mind, is your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
In making you realize, or not making you, but having you realize and open your eyes to the idea of you. That's what I want 2020 to be. So I want it to be more mainstream, more television, definitely more radio. I want to do more podcasts with bigger and better types of people,
mm-hmm.
and do more traveling.
We're traveling beginning of the year, Mexico already.
Exactly. There's other opportunities that come into play when it comes to that too. I want to start focusing more on the message, the strength of the message. And again, you guys have seen me post pictures of myself. I'm doing more of that stuff here. I got old photo shoot pictures that I've been posting up here, gearing me up for the next photo shoot. I got a couple of photographers that want to do it here. It's again, maybe I'm making too much of it, but I have to feel comfortable with those photographers.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be Little Kim and Biggie music playing in the background. There has to be people there that'll make me laugh. I wouldn't mind doing one with Marissa.
That'll be fun.
And having her fucking be there, because I can work off her sexiness too. Uh-huh. She's not gonna allow me to be bunk. So I want to do photo shoots like that here, and been feeling it and feeling good here, and that's what I want.
I can't wait, because I know 2020 is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, so much stuff is happening. So much stuff is happening astrologically as well too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just another boost here. I want to see my friends, the people that I really, really fuck with, I want to see them have a successful year as well, too. And the people that are struggling, I want them to, again, realize what's holding them back and disconnect from it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't want to get too hokey here. I want to make sure 2020 is a year of action, not talking.
Mm-hmm. You want to spread that positivity.
Exactly. And people are, you know, when it comes to the show, no, again, for the 100th time, I'm not getting rid of it. I'm not tired of doing it. I just don't want to give you bunk episodes here. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give, well, that episode was a little bit light here or whatever. I want to make sure that I have something to fucking tell you guys. And I've got a lot to fucking say, but I also want to show you a lot of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I want to do. No more bullshit. No more, again, thank God 2019 really, really ushered out the people that just weren't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And people could say, well, maybe you're not supposed to be in their life. Thank God. You can look at it that way too. Whatever makes you feel better at night, that's fine too. But again, like I said, when it comes to relationships and or people here, I'm not going to hold back. If it hurt, my intention is not to hurt your fucking feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But if your feelings get hurt, that's a you problem.
Really?
Exactly. How many times has somebody told you, I'm sorry that I made you feel that way? Or I'm sorry that you feel that way? That's such a fucking backhanded fucking sorry.
Well, it's true.
That's such a shitty fucking thing. But it is true. I'm sorry that I made you feel that way. But it's true. You're going to take a good look as to why that's making you feel that way.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you're just unhappy with yourself. Don't fucking project it on other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I'm excited. Like I got so much that people are asking about fucking Mike. Left
I was
right.
going to ask you about that. Oh, I was like, okay, God. So what are you looking forward to personally in 2020?
You guys, it's not shit talking. This is not a defense mechanism here, but my mind changes about what I want with Mike. What I want in a relationship. And before, again, my thing was a Twinkie type of relationship where they're really young looking. Joel McHale from Community, you have me watching that show now. I'm addicted to it. Is a little bit older than me. He's like 5 years older than me. He's like born in 71, I think. I never would have been attracted to older guys. Now I'm looking at him. I was like, fucking A. Like he's very, very good looking. He's his personality, the way that he carries himself, his body, his build, everything. I would have never thought that I would have been attracted to something like that. I'm attracted to that now. I'm also, again, maybe thinking about changing up the look of the person too.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Maybe again
for yourself or for them, like how they look,
like being a little bit more. It's not being open minded, but I'm starting to find that my guides are introducing me to people that are taking me outside of my zone when it comes to what I was attracted to before. And this is not fucking subtly. This isn't like coming to the realization you're getting older. You might as well just take whatever you can. None of that fucking bullshit. I'd rather fucking be alone than settle for some shit. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I've heard people in relationships that are resentful towards that person in their relationship that I've told you. I never, ever want to be spoken about like that coming from somebody that I'm dating. Because if that's going to be the case, I'd rather be alone for the rest of my life. Not settling. But at the same time, like I said, my mindset is changing.
Well, you've never really had a type of person. Like every person that you've been interested in has always been like a different look, different type. So they've all looked different to me.
And I'm struggling with, again, I know I said this before, 50-50. I want to take care. I want to be nurtured and I want to nurture that person too. But right now, what I'm looking for is just that support, just that kind of that tough love, that humorous type of energy where, again, like, I don't know, they're just shaping up my mind for bigger and better. It's not a defense mechanism. It's not like, oh, well, you were wrong because this was going to come into play here. A lot of stuff has happened here. Who I was before, my way of thinking when it comes to relationships has evolved even over the last fucking couple of months. And you're laughing at me, but it's true because you're like, you are all over the place when it comes to people that you find attractive or that you want to start talking to.
You like that serial killer type of look.
Horrible. I like that don't fuck with me type of look.
I can understand.
That's the look that I want. So
is he coming in 2020?
I want to say yes, but at the same time, who knows?
So you don't know?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know what I want right now. I tried. You're going to die. I tried looking at the dating websites, the apps and shit. Disgusting.
You should just do it.
Oh, no. No way. I want to meet this fucker organically. I want it to be a straight up conversation. So 2020, again, it's going to be a very prosperous year for me. Let's hope it's prosperous and love as well. Let's take hope away. I want to make it prosperous when it comes to love as well, too, and have a couple of real good dates in between.
I'm excited for you.
Well, let's see. What about you?
I just want everything to come as it's supposed to, you know? Like, I want our careers to take off. I want us to be comfortable so we can relax.
That's a part of us that nobody sees. It's the relaxed part.
That's what I want. You know, I want us to be comfortable enough where we can relax and just take a breather, you know?
Yeah. Definitely not looking back in 2020. That's going to be hard as fuck to do. But I mentioned this when it comes to that Pisces moon. I always want to open the door to see what was there. No. It's done. Everything. I think that right now, the people that I have in my life that are in it right now is just what I need right now. And the people that have left, like I said, good riddance. A couple of you fuckers, I could not wait for you to fucking get the fuck out. And people could say, why don't you kick them out?
I tried. That's interesting because, like, I think that when you're done with someone, you're done with them, you know? But there's times where, like you just said, where you kind of want to open the door and take a look.
Because here's the thing. When I'm done with somebody, normally people would be like, I'm done because they keep fucking with me. They keep doing this. But since I don't allow people to fuck with me, or I don't allow them to mess with me in that type of way here, it's who they are as a person that bothers me because I look at them and I'm like, fuck, there really is. Here we go again. There really is no changing you. You are going to be a miserable fucking bitch for the rest of your life. And the bullshit that you think that you can smell a mile away, how are you not confusing it with your own bullshit? Because bitch, you stink. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't do anything to me necessarily. It's their energy and who they are here. And in order for, and again, I'm not going to be somebody that's going to be like, get the fuck on here. I'm just going to not entertain your bullshit anymore. And if push comes to shove to where I have to tell you, you need to get the fuck out, it has to be something that you do to me on a personal level. But 9 out of 10 times, they end up playing themselves. And I don't have to say anything because they get frustrated because they're not getting the reaction they're looking to get out of me. Or they've realized that their life is so fucking pathetic, or what they're saying is so fucking pathetic that the only people that are believing it is them. And when they bring that shit towards me and I'm not entertaining their ideas or their vision of what they think that they should be doing, they get irritated with it. They want that validation from me. I'm not going to delude you any more than you're deluding yourself. Kindly see the exit and get the fuck on.
Yeah.
That's it.
So it's like the intention that you feel.
It's not the intention. Again, because they're not doing anything to me. Mm-hmm. It's what they're bitching and what they're saying about other people. And some of these people have friends that they've been friends with or do shows with,
mm-hmm.
that they're talking shit about to me. If you're talking shit about that person that you're fucking with or that you mess with, that's supposedly your friend, who knows what the fuck you're saying about me?
Mm-hmm.
And right then and there, I will never tell you anything that I don't want you to fucking know. But at the same time, again, you're not doing anything to me directly for me to cause that beef with you, because you already know not to bring that shit to me. But when you're constantly bringing up stuff that I'm not entertaining, like you're talking shit about other people, who, what relationships they're getting involved in, what color teeth they have, all this other shit, and you're like, why aren't you saying anything back? Because I'm not a fucking shit talker. I would never say anything about somebody that I couldn't say to their fucking face. So they end up getting irritated, like, why aren't you talking shit? Why aren't you saying shit back? Because I'm not a shit talker.
You're not going to entertain them.
I'm not going to entertain it. So as we're changing gears here, definitely if you guys are interested in reading more about the predictions that I made for 2020 when it comes to the Cosmo article, hit me the fuck up. Or if I get enough people wanting to, maybe I'll post it on social media or just talk about it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But there are all those couples that were featured in Cosmo. I read every single one of them and I had something to say about every one of them.
I think it'd be really cool to have a segment each episode where you talk about pop culture stuff, because mm-hmm. like, I'm interested in what you have to say about it or think about it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of pop culture, we went to Granville to have lunch and guess who we ran into? Lala.
Yeah.
Lala Kent.
She was really cool.
Yeah, she was. And you know what? I don't watch that show. I don't know anything about. I just know that she's supposed to be like the Stassi. Her and Stassi are supposed to be like the main. I don't want to say bitches, but the
main characters.
The main characters of the show there, but known for their directness or whatever the case may be here. Let me start off by saying, just like what I thought about Sonia Morgan when I first met her, her pictures don't do her justice. And even though Lala, she's gonna probably fucking kill me and be like, "Bitch, shut up." Mm-hmm. She wasn't wearing any makeup. Yeah. And she looked like she just got done getting a massage. Again, no shade for what she was wearing there, because maybe she did just get a massage. But she strolled into Granville just looking every day.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up on her, right? I was like, who is that? Beautiful. I think she's a very beautiful. She was with that girl, Katie,
mm-hmm.
Who I know from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get into that later on in another episode here, but I don't know her. I don't know who she is to this day. I met her a long ass time ago mm-hmm. before Vanderpump came out
mm-hmm.
when she was working retail.
Ugh.
I've known her ever since then. So, known of her ever since. Kind of like the Mariah Carey and J-Lo thing. I don't know her, but I know of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It always amazes me how many people we run into that are celebrities. And to us, it's gotten to be kind of like, eh. We were watching Dirty John. Tara Newell.
Yeah.
Is pretty much the star of that show. Well, it was based on her mother's relationship with that fucking weirdo.
Uh-huh.
And we've gotten stoned in the car with Tara Newell. And to us, that's our fucking friend. She's at a gender reveal party with us mm-hmm. at Ali Levine's house. You know what I'm saying? Like, and there's other people there.
I'm still amazed by that. Like, wow, because like, we met her before that, too. We met her, like, a couple years before. And, like, we just didn't realize, oh, shit, that's
I
her.
Read her and not realized yeah, who I was reading. Saying. And I was like, there's something that happened to you that was a traumatic thing or whatever that put a hiccup on your record of life. And she was like, well, do you know? She's like, do you know the story and who I am? And I was like, no. And then Allie comes out. She goes, oh, I see you met Tara. And I was like, Tara from Dirty John. And she was like, yeah. I was like, pfft.
Yeah.
Alexis Haynes too.
Uh-huh.
From the Bling Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congratulations to Alexis Haynes. She is now on Dear Media. Out there killing it. Mm-hmm. She just came out with her book. Yeah. All these different people. And people would be like, you know, those are reality TV stars. I've also read regular celebrities too
mm-hmm.
that just again where I'm just looking at them like because I'm tapping into them psychically and I see them as a real person, the celebrity shit gets thrown out the fucking window because I'm starting to realize, fuck, you've got a lot of unraveling to. You're no better off than I am. You got like way more zeros in your bank account than I do. So let's end this on a I'm not going to say wishful thinking. I'm going to talk about my three celebrities that I want to read in 2020, because people ask me, what's the next step? Are you going to read so-and-so? Are you going to read so-and-so here? I'm going to be cliche only because my own curiosity is leading me down this path here. I already know what to expect, but I would love to read the Kardashian family as a whole. All of them together. The Jenners and the Kardashians. Not Brody Jenner and all that. I'm talking about like Kylie and Kendall.
Uh-huh.
All the main ones. And also throw Caitlyn's ass in there too.
I'm more interested in your meeting and reading of Caitlyn. Caitlyn's Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're so stupid.
No, because like, I don't follow. I don't follow all this stuff. But interesting enough, I did see that Ryan Kardashian Jenner, you know.
Oh, Ryan Bailey.
Yeah,
yeah.
He just tweeted something about, like, I'm not sure if it's true or not though, but like he tweeted a picture of Kim getting like a lock of hair of the Manson guy for the daughter because the daughter like really likes it. I'm like, what? Did you see that?
What daughter likes it?
One of Kim's daughters was like really into like the Manson murders, so she got her like a locket of the
Manson's hair.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I remember. Gosh, I don't. I'll save that one for later because I had a dream with reading Kim, and she wanted to know about her father, and I'll save that for later because okay. That's a good one. But yeah, want to read the Kardashians for sure. Also definitely want to read Kim. Definitely want to give her a reading that she deserves and not what was featured on E. Do that. Gosh, I don't know. I have a couple of good ideas when it comes to starting my own network.
Mm-hmm.
Not a psychic hotline network, but when it comes to, I'm just going to use the word network.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would imply there's other people that are involved. I got big plans for 2020. But first, getting my fat ass out there. Well, not so fat anymore because I'm dropping this weight off and I like it. I just got to get my skin in check. But yeah, putting myself out there and being bigger and fucking better. I don't know what else to fucking say other than I plan on killing 2020.
I just can't fucking wait.
I know. You're looking at me like, let's wrap this up. But yeah, let's wrap this up. I think we're good on today's episode. I think that I covered a lot. Again, I want to make sure that when I give you guys an episode, it's not talking about the same shit over and over again, but I'm going to continue to talk about the same shit over and over again until people start waking the fuck up and owning their power, owning their lives, owning their situation, just owning them in general. How about own yourself 2020?
Let's do it.
Own yourself 2020 is going to be my motto for 2020. It's always been my motto, but I'm going to enforce it even more here. For those of you wanting, again, to transform your life, to ride on this positivity train, ride it into 2020 and allow it to dump you off in a better place in 2021, hit us the fuck up. Please visit schoolofsparkles.com. Sign up. Limited seats are available when it comes to this retreat. We are almost sold the fuck out. We are doing it big in Jalapa, Mexico. We're doing an entire weekend of transformation, growth, evolution. We're also taking you down the road of astrology. Everything that I'm mapping out for you in a reading or telling you, giving you insight and guidance on, we can map out in astrology and pick the best months to strike. Also, I've said this over and over again, I am going to be an active participant in this person's class. My girl Kate from Earthways Yoga is going to be doing her fucking thing, and I am constantly hearing about how great she is. I've seen it for myself. I want to witness it one-on-one with her. This woman, like I've said, she really did the hard part of loosening up my clients for me before I had the opportunity to read them, making sure they were in a better space. She did that for my clients, and I had a taste of just what she can do for the first, 10 minutes of that session before I had to leave, before she started talking to people about their personal stuff, to where I was almost hooked. If that person did not sneeze, I would have let go. Kate will fucking hook you up. My astrologer friend Rebecca is going to be mapping out those things for you when it comes to progressions, when it comes to transits, when it comes to lucky months, or what the energy is going to be like for 2020 for you. You are definitely not going to walk away empty-handed. Do not block yourself from this event. If you truly want to evolve, grow, and ascend, sign up again, schoolofsparkles.com. You want to take a look at what we can do, visit School of Sparkles on social media. Also hit up Sarah Fruman, see what she's all about here. She is doing bigger and better things when it comes to the metaphysical world and spirituality for 2020. I am so lucky to be a part of her event at the top of the year. Hit us up. For those of you wanting a personal one-on-one reading, maybe getting you ready for Mexico, kind of tapping into what's going on with you, what's holding you back, some of your fears and insecurities, what we can strengthen in your core, hit me up for a half hour session or an hour long session, but do yourself a favor and at least sign up for a half an hour session. You can visit me at chrismedina.guide. You can also sign up for your half hour or long hour session on the website. Feel free to hit me up, chrismedina.guide, schedule a session. Let's figure out what's keeping you back. Also, for those of you that want to see how skinny I'm getting or what I'm doing on the weekend or how I'm incorporating or infusing my spirituality onto my social media pages, visit me at Psychic Chris M. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Psychic Chris M. For those of you wanting to drop show ideas, wanting to know more about what I do, more about the show, wanting a little bit of background on metaphysical spirituality or whatever questions that you may have, or maybe you want to know what my predictions were in 2020 in that Cosmo article, hit me and Jay the fuck up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Feel free to drop us a line. We are always on the road. I love fucking reading emails. You guys entertain the living shit out of me. So this is Chris Medina with my boy Jay with In Your Head Podcast, wishing you a prosperous, healthy, successful 2020. Go get that shit, you guys.
Bye.